Driving to work one morning, and on a church message board was this interesting statement: eternity is a long time to be wrong. It's true, eternity is a long time to be wrong. But thankfully, I only went about another mile or two before God reminded me of something else. Eternity is a long time to be right. And it's those parallel truths that bring to mind a beautiful aspect of our faith. It's one something that's so basic that I wonder if many of us have never heard it before. Here it is. Christianity is a revealed religion. Judaism and Christianity are revealed religions, and Christianity is the fulfillment of Judaism. Now you might be saying, so what's so important about it being a revealed religion? Because a revealed religion is about God's search for man and not man's search for God. The Latin word from where we get the word religion means to bind to, or to be bound to be tied to. Religion at its heart is a relationship that binds us to God. We might take that for granted, but the distinct and Jewish Christian worldview is that first and foremost, God is looking for us, which means he wants to be found. As the Bible tells us, it was not you who chose me, but I who chose you. Or elsewhere it says, in this is love, not that we have loved God, but that God loved us and sent his Son as expiation for our sins. This truth makes all the difference in the world because God is looking for us. Salvation is God's initiative, and we're free to respond to it or not. If you grasp this simple but profound truth, you will begin to comprehend the uniqueness and wonder of the Christian faith. If, on the other hand, religion is just man searching for God, why bother? Does that kind of God even want a relationship with us? Think of the pagan myths we had to study in school, the Greek and the Roman gods. Did they really want a relationship with man? Or just to torment him? Think of Eastern religions such as Buddhism or Hinduism, where man is searching for God. The spiritual center is not God seeking a binding relationship with us. However, in a revealed religion, God is seeking man that he might be in relationship with him. And what separates Christianity even from Judaism is how close God is willing to come. That he didn't just send messengers, rather God became man to go on a search and rescue mission. This comes through loud and clear in all three of our readings today. In the first reading, we heard that even though Jesus Christ was rejected by the builders, he is the cornerstone. God became man in Jesus even though he knew he would be rejected by those he came to save. And it was now through Jesus, the rejected one, that cripples are healed. It's through his name that we are saved. Because eternity is a long time to be wrong. This is the ultimate fear of missing out, that God doesn't want us to miss out on his friendship for all eternity. That's why he came looking for us. And he reveals that he will do whatever is necessary to be our Savior. In our second reading, we hear that incredible declaration from St. John. See what love the Father has bestowed on us that we might be called the children of God. Yet so we are. The Greek word used to describe us as children is one that indicates an intimate family bond. Eternity is a long time to be right because God wants a personal family bond with you. That's why he's revealing himself to us. In our gospel, Jesus says, I know my sheep and mine know me. But even better, we hear that we are told that the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Who can forget that incredible parable that Jesus taught of just how precious we are to him, when he said, "What man among you having 100 sheep and losing one of them would not leave the 99 in the desert and go in search for the lost one until he finds it? And then when he finds it, he sets it on his shoulders with great joy." Eternity is a long time to live in that joy. So our God wants to shepherd us into a relationship with him. Christianity is about God's search for man. But the question is how many of us are putting ourselves in a position to be found? If you were lost in the wilderness and you knew the authorities were looking for you, wouldn't you take steps to be found? Think of the old Gilligan's Island television program. How many years did they go through trying to be rescued, never giving up hope? Well, we are lost, and the author of life is looking for us. Are we putting ourselves in a position to be found? In one of our That Man Is You program presentations, we received this stunning statistic. Maybe women are better. Well, I know women are better, but it said that the average man spends 1/4 of an hour per day, 15 minutes per day, working on his relationship with God. Leisure and sports get an average of 4 hours and 45 minutes per day. Sports and leisure receive 19 times as much attention as God. Do we really want to be found? 15 minutes per day working on the most important relationship in our lives. Eternity is a long time to be wrong. I sometimes get accused by my children of being a religious fanatic, and maybe they're right. But then it occurred to me, when is it okay for us to not do what God wants us to do? When is it acceptable for us to say no to God? Say never. It's never okay to say no to God. In every moment of our lives, we should be striving to do what God wants us to do, because eternity is a long time to be right. We are lost in the wilderness, but if the authorities were not looking for us, sending out distress signals would be a waste of time. Hopefully, however, we are beginning to grasp how incredibly fortunate we are to be part of a revealed religion. Our God seeks us as Savior, as Shepherd, as Father. Our reaching out to Him is not a waste of time. In fact, it's the most sensible use of our time possible. Earlier, I said what separates Christianity from Judaism is how close God is willing to come to us. That God became man and dwelt among us. Our privilege as Catholics is even greater. As Catholics, we know that God is willing to come so close that we can take him into our hands. We can receive him on our tongues. We can be completely united to him. Hear what our revealed religion tells us. Take and eat. This is my body, which will be given up for you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me and I in him. We take God into the very depths of our souls. The Bible says that God is a consuming fire. It's why the scripture often describes God as a jealous God. And he's not jealous in a petty human way. Rather, his desire for us is so great that it is an offense for us to be complacent or negligent of our relationship with him. How will we respond to this unfathomable grace? I pray that we will each respond with wisdom, because eternity is a long time to be right. Eternity is a long time to be immersed in the incomprehensible love of our Shepherd, of our Savior, of our Father.